This is Dr. Dave, and in this podcast, we're going to talk about putting the squeeze on God. Many people try to make practicing the presence of God into a part-time job. After all, they have a busy schedule, and they want to squeeze God into their unused time slots. He's always there, and they can just ring him up and touch base with him at a convenient time. These part-timers need to understand the spiritual law of quality time. What is this law? The spiritual law of quality time states, quality time doesn't apply to God. You can't squeeze God into your leftover moments and pretend that the quality of time spent with Him is more important than its quantity. God can't be squeezed into your life. He can only be squeezed out. God must be present in all of your moments. How you use each moment is a choice. God will either be in the moment or pushed aside. This isn't an appeal to join a monastery and enter into a life of meditation and contemplation. God's call isn't a call to a cloister. It's a call to adventure. God has a plan for your life, and it's a plan for greatness and achievement. It's a call to a meaningful relationship with the Creator of the universe. There is no limit to how good your life can become when you follow God's master plan. The way you spend your time is a good measure of what's important to you. Part-timers fool themselves when they try to squeeze God into their leftover moments. If you want to get a rough idea of how your relationship with God is going, add up all the time that you spend focusing on His love and listening to what He has to say. If you're only spending a few minutes each day with God, your relationship is in trouble. You're a part-timer, and you're going to miss out on God's plan for your life. You can fool yourself, and you can fool others, but you can't fool God. You need to make reality checks all day long to understand what's happening in your life. You need to practice God's presence so that you're always connected to the one who has the master plan. You need to be in fellowship with God every moment so that you make good decisions. If God is your Father, He is your Father 24 hours a day. If you're going to have a relationship with Him, your relationship needs to be active all the time. If you want to have God in your life, He needs to be in every part of it. There are no compartments from which you exclude Him. When you try to squeeze God into a few moments at the beginning or the end of your day, you're programming yourself for disaster. 10 minutes out of 24 hours is less than 1% of your time. If you think you can have a growing relationship with God by talking to Him less than 1% of each day, you are fooling yourself. Getting to know your Father and growing spiritually takes time. And the more time you spend with Him, the better your relationship becomes. When you try to squeeze God into 1% of your time, you don't squeeze Him in, you squeeze Him out. You squeeze Him out of the other 99% of your life. It all comes down to a reality check. Do you want to have God in your life? Do you want to be a whole person? Do you want to be transformed by the renewing of your mind? Do you want God's unconditional love to wash the toxic waste out of your mind and heal your damaged emotions? You will know the answers to these questions when you see how you spend your time. If you want to have a new way of thinking and feeling, you will have to spend a great deal of time with God so that He can do a mind transplant. God transforms your mind and heals your damaged emotions one thought at a time and 1 minute at a time. If you talk to God for only 10 minutes a day, you will experience only 10 minutes of His healing power. That doesn't give God much time to fix what ails you. 10 minutes is better than 0 minutes, but not by much. Imagine how much healing could happen in your life if God applied the power of His love to your heart and mind for 24 hours a day. That is the way things are supposed to work. You're supposed to live as if God is your Father 24 hours a day. You're supposed to have fellowship with Him during all your waking hours. And if you wake up at night and can't sleep, then you have another opportunity to talk to God and for Him to work in your life. Do you want to experience wholeness? Do you want to get well? Take the time to get to know your Father. Spend time with Him and allow the power of His love to expand into your life. you can be as whole as you want. When you decide how much time you spend with God, you decide how long it will take for the power of His love to work its way through your heart and mind and restore them to wholeness. Don't try to squeeze God into your leftover time segments. You will only squeeze Him out. Practice His presence all the time and discover that there is no limit to how good your life can become when God is in all your moments. Now I'm going to give you an affirmation that will help you keep God in all the moments of your life. This is the affirmation. Quality time doesn't apply to God. I can't squeeze God into my leftover moments and pretend that the quality of time I spend with Him is more important than its quantity. God can't be squeezed into my life. He can only be squeezed out. God must be present in all of my moments and in every area of my life.